life got to be better than at least 1 billion, but it's probably more than that.
Yes, bro. So it's like, when you think about that ranking, bro, it's like, yo, my life is so much more better than a lot of people, bro. Like,
Most people,
most.
our lives is better than most people in Africa, most people in Asia. That too alone is already like, damn, that's like mad people. Bro, our lives are so much better than so many people. Like, just thinking about that, is crazy. There is, yeah, we're privileged, and we try to act like, white people are the only people that's privileged. Like, we are true. I am truly privileged, not only being
Americans.
Bro, being Americans alone, but not only being that, I'm able to just go downstairs, go in my fridge, grab something. That's a privilege. Being a Christian is a huge privilege, bro.
Yes.
Can't even underrate that at all. Huge privilege, bro. Man, God is too good. That's what.
Yo, you love that water is simple. Like, you love bringing that up, bro. Like, you sound like it's so passionate. Like, yo, bro, that's really like something that's underrated. Like, yo, bro, I can go and get a cup of water out of my fridge, bro.
Just go grab a cup
I
of
don't gotta
water.
jog, like, walk miles to go to a well. None of that, bro.
Bro, it's
Like, it's
right there,
crazy.
bro. It's in my right. It's for me and me alone. Nobody's tapping into that water source downstairs. Me, my family, and that's it. These people have to go and scoop water out of ponds and dirty streams, bro. It is terrible what's going on around the world, bro. I can't.
Bro, so it's like when we get in those states where we in those times where we feel like, oh, like we're just like so depressed, and it's like, oh, like we're the worst, like we're in the worst situation possible, bro. Imagine how those billions of people under you feel, bro. So it's like, yo,
If I got it bad,
son, hey, bro, really gotta be appreciate, really gotta appreciate it, bro.
fact, bro. That's a fact, bro. There's even homeless people in America, bro, that got it. Like, sometimes I'll be driving, bro, and I just look and I just kiss my teeth. I'm like, damn. I really want to help these people. I want to help these people. I really do. I want God to really put me in a position that I'm able to help people like crazy, to be honest, because that's what I really do. I really don't even, I don't care about money. I think I got to that point that I don't really care about money. I feel like I won't be in a place where I won't be able to access money or access things, because I'm privileged enough to even say that. But I got to a point where I don't even like, this isn't right. Some people may say this isn't right. I don't care, bro. I don't really care. I won't say I don't care for my family, but my family is already solidified. So me thinking about people that already got it, nah, bro. I think about those people first, bro. I think about them more than I think about my own family. Sometimes I feel like I don't love my family enough, but I feel like there needs to be more love for these people, bro. And it's so weird to even say that, because that's just how I was as I got older. Like, no, as I got older, when I was younger, that's how it first started. Whenever I would see a homeless person, I'm giving them money, bro. I'm begging my dad, like, can you give me some money so I could give to them? I would be talking to them. There was this homeless person that we became so close as friends, and I was so young. There was a couple of them actually that I actually got to learn their names and asking them how they got there. People got it bad, bro. People got it bad, but none of this stuff on earth matters. I'm going to heaven. Hell yeah, I give them money all the time. You know course, man. But
Yeah, bro.
man, I mean, what they really need is Christ, not just money. Christ, because being poor here, that's nothing.
Bro,
Yeah, that's nothing.
this is why low key kind of see why, like, I kind of agree with that. Like, they dead do need, like, 100% agree with that. Everybody needs Christ, but bro. Christians, bro, we supposed to be the ones blessing these people, bro. Like, you see, yo, bro, like in the debate, like we was talking about how, like, oh, Jeff Bezos is like the richest man in the world. Like, why doesn't he, like, feel me? Like, just like end world hunger or something like that.
Yeah.
Was like along the line. And me, like, bro, I don't like that. I don't like when people do that, bro. I hate when people like just look at billionaires, like, oh, like yo, bro, he worked hard for his money, bro.
Yeah.
And it's not like he doesn't give money at all. Like, he gives money, bro. But like, people be like, oh, he only gave 2 billion out of
Only
out of 200 billion. Do you know what $2 billion is, bro? Like
billion? What percent of your what percent of their income are they given?
Like it's like 2 billion, but that's more than with this mindset you got that rich people are horrible and
how much is
that? With this mindset you got, bro, that 2 billion is probably more than your family will ever give until Christ comes back, bro. Like,
yeah.
Yo, but it's like, yo, but in that argument, I brought up, I'm like, yo, bro, if you're gonna use the same conversation, then let's talk about the church. I read something was like the church makes about like 123 billion in tithes and offering a year, something like that. That's a lot of money, bro. We got the money to end world hunger too. What's up with that?
Yeah, bro. I don't know what's up. Oh my god. It irks me sometimes, but I understand that maybe I'm not supposed to be irked about it. That I see Christian pastors, like, bro, I don't know how I feel about it, bro. I just don't know that they splurging, like they got the bag, like they got the houses and everything. I don't want to comment on what people should be doing with their money, but as a Christian, knowing that this money doesn't even matter, bro. Like, you should know this money matters the least to you. The money should be nothing to you, bro. Because you know where you're going. You understand the magnitude of where you're going and how much nothing here matters. How can you hold onto that much money, splurging on this and that like that? But I can't comment on people. I don't know what God exactly wants them to do with their money. Does he want them to hold it and stack it up?
I don't know. I feel like that's just assuming that they're holding it and stacking up for me, because it's like people get mad at, like, but it's like, all right, bro, like, pastors are, it's the same. Like, I feel like I see what you mean, like, one thing I agree with that, but to disregard, I feel like you should be taking care of the people in your church too.
Yeah. For sure.
Like, there should be some type of, like, resource, like, people in your church, like, struggling with, like, their bills and stuff, bro. Like, they should be able to get blessed by the church.
Like, Sons is big rich, bro. Like, mega mansions on mega mansions, bro. Jets on jets. Bro, what, bro?
Nah, there's something like that. What's his name? I'm not going to name drop nobody.
Have you seen Steven Furtick's house, bro? Some got elevators,
bro. But bro, here's the thing with that.
But I can't pocket. I don't like pocket.
Yeah, like, I don't. That too, pocket watching, and it's like, what's wrong with that? Like, I feel like it's not like he's not giving at all. Like his church is doing a lot. Not only like specifically for him, but like a lot of churches are doing a lot. But there's also a lot of churches that don't do a lot. Like I see what you're coming from.
It just don't sit well with me, because
I don't sit well.
Because I feel like all right. So I'm gonna go back to that point that you made about like your church members should not be hungry at all, bro. Because like the disciples in the early ministry, they split their bread amongst each other.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody didn't have food, if they had food, they were splitting it amongst each other. Even the ones that had money and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But like, your money should, I don't know how to put it, bro. It's just weird to see somebody. That's why people don't want to come to the church, because it just seems like they just want to make money, though. Me as a pastor, I'm driving a Lamborghini, bro. That's whack. When people
say like that Lamborghini compared to what?
I'm a regular car, bro. I don't
know. No, but listen, that's you. But listen, I'm saying like, you're saying because like their house is worth like a, let's say like a million, something like that. Let's say a million, right?
A million? Hell no. It's worth way more than that. I think it's...
All right. I'm just throwing a number out there, right? Or even 20 million. 20 million. 20 million. 20. I know it's worth... I think it's like 100, something like that.
Bro.
100 million compared to what, though? Like, 100 million compared to how much they gave away? Like, feel me?
Bro.
Like, I feel like that 100 million, like, doesn't really matter anymore.
Well, because, like, when I think of pastor and I think of good pastor...
Mm-hmm.
I think of Billy Graham, right? I never, at least to my knowledge, I don't think Billy Graham was even relatively worried about physical things. At least
But
I don't think so. He was so busy and so preoccupied chasing, like basically chasing the nations down for God. So preoccupied with that man, like I don't think that man would ever even touch a Lamborghini. If somebody gave him a Lamborghini, bro, but I don't even, but not that I don't like the Pope. I can't say I don't like the Pope because that's a Christian figure that God probably put there. But somebody donated a Lamborghini to the Pope. That man gave it away, bro. I think he gave it to charity. It's like that is better to me what he does. He doesn't care about money. That's why I kind of respect
That's
for him.
the thing that we see from the outside.
Bro, the Roman Catholic, the discipline that those people have, I mean, the discipline that they try to preach is like we don't care about physical things at all. They wear the same thing all the time, so there's no worrying about no clothes and stuff like that. But there are people who there are priests who are splurging and stuff like that. I've seen one who was splurging on like expensive shoes and stuff like that. But like, wear all that crazy stuff. Imagine Jesus. Like there's a brand that's dumb expensive in his day, and he's full blinged out in that brand. What for what? I don't understand. That would be weird. Like son is dripped out preaching about God and preaching about non-materialism.
But that's assuming that they're materialistic. We talked about this on the podcast before. Just because people have like a lot of things, bro, doesn't mean like that's where their heart is.
That's true, bro. That's just weird, bro. You don't see it. Of course, you don't see it weird because it's like there's nothing technically really wrong with it, but it's
Because
just weird, bro.
there's a lot of people that dress the regular, like Bill
Jeff
Gates,
Bezos,
like no
exactly.
design, none of that, but they got money. So it's like you can't tell, bro. Feel me? I feel like we shouldn't really like. I see what you're saying. I agree with you saying, but I feel like assuming that they're not doing that and based off what they have, it's kind of like.
I'm not saying they're not doing anything. Just like the Jeff Bezos like situation, like why is he giving away? But it's like he's not no Christ figure, bro. You can't tell somebody what to do with their money. I'm not telling them what to do with their money. But if I was a pastor, bro, and I was making 100 mil, am I keeping 80 mil just sitting in the bank? I don't know, bro. There's too many mouths to feed, bro. Too many hungry people. I would be like this. Maybe I have businesses that's making more money, putting more money into businesses so I can bring more money. But at the end of the day, I don't like money. I don't like to hold, bro. Like when I was making, there was a point where I was making some good money, bro. I was giving it, bro. I seen some lady that was struggling, bro. Oh, I took like everything I had in my wallet, I took it all out. That's for you. My neighbor that needed stuff, because her kid had a baby. Out of wedlock or whatever, accidentally, I felt to give it. I didn't even care, bro. God said $300. That's what you got. Give it to her. Give me that. Here you go, lady. Didn't feel not a damn thing, and I didn't care to. I don't need to buy all the sneakers. I bought a few sneakers. That's it, and I don't care. Like I'm done buying clothes. I don't care about clothes. But it's like, how can you know that there's mad people hungry, and they're still hungry? You got 100 mil sitting in your bank account. Jeff Bezos, I feel like you can't be a good person. Not that you can't be a good person. How can you say you're a good person? You have enough money to feed everybody on the planet right now. And you're just keeping it in your bank. You have the right to, technically. And you're probably not an immoral person. But if somebody loves people, bro, all right, this is what I think about love, right? You can't say you love people. Bro, this is so. Nobody's gonna agree with me on this at all, ever. You can't say you love people until they're on the same level as your family, bro. Nobody will ever agree with me because that doesn't make sense. But I feel like that's the kind of love that Jesus had. I don't feel like he loved his mother more than anybody.
He did it.
Because you will be inclined to because it's the person that raised you. But when you understand love, damn, I can't. I don't want to say this on a podcast, bro. I personally don't feel like I love anybody more than anybody. I would do more for my brother. Doesn't mean that I love him more than anybody, bro. If I see somebody in need, I'm giving that money to them ASAP. I'm taking the money out of my brother's pocket. I'm sorry, bro. I know you.
That's good, bro. Nah, but I'll raise you up on your own point. How much outfits you got in your closet right now?
Like not that much. Like, if somebody looked at my, they'd probably say I'm a bum, but I have a few good, I have some good clothes.
All right, so
I got rid of all the rest.
Minimum. How much? Give me a number. How many outfits?
All right, what do you mean by outfits, though? I just have shirts, pants, sneakers.
All right. How many shirts, I guess? Just keep it simple. How many shirts?
Okay. T-shirts I'm looking at right now. Probably like 20 hung up right now.
All right.
20 collared. I got a few, like, regular, this, like, staying at home clothes. I probably got, like, 10 of those, maybe. That's about it as it goes for clothes. I personally feel like I need to buy more, but I just don't care too, because.
All right, so how can you walk around with 20 shirts in your closet when you know there's people out there that don't have one shirt?
That's a good point. I just don't feel like I have excess. I don't feel like 20 is excess.
20 is not excess to you.
20 isn't excess to me, but I can't wear the same shirt every day. And okay,
why not?
I should be able to, correct? Yeah, I'm just not. I just haven't been cultured that way. And I did think about something close to that too, because I was thinking to myself, like, I did thought about this too. I was like, I've been cultured, I've been groomed by society to think it's okay to just have things and just hold on to things. I don't know, bro. Like, what would God think of? Because I remember I was listening. I don't know if you know who Andy Mineo is. He's a Christian rapper.
Mm-hmm.
He said, God forgive me for the 100 sneakers he got in his closet. God forgive him. Why does he think it's wrong? Because he knows his excess. Like,
that's like something like that is subjective.
If somebody had a trillion,
because to somebody like you saying something's wrong with that because you're comparing it to how much you have, how much other people have, like $1 million, like, feel me? Like, they probably look at Bezos like that because he has billions, right? So somebody that does not have no clothes at us, like, we just talk about how pleased we are compared to other people. So somebody that has no clothes, nothing, will look at us on this podcast with laptops, phones, privilege, shirts, saying that we love God,
privilege,
but yet they're walking around with no clothes, right? Would that be fair on us?
Would that be fair on us for them to say that?
Like, is that a fair claim to make that we don't love God? Like,
oh no, I didn't say that they didn't love God, though.
Nah, I mean, it was like along the line.
You can't say if somebody loves God or not. But bro, look, how do you determine what's excess? Like, think about it for a second, right? That's like me saying, bro, if there was no more water in the world, and somebody had a million gallons of water sitting in his cooler and nobody else had, but he said, yo, bro, like, what's excess to me may not be excess to you. I mean, what's excess to you may not be excess to me, so I should be able to, like, when do we determine what's excess?
That's a great point.
That's what I'm trying to understand. Like, so that's what I was trying to wrap my mind around in my head. So because I'm not better than Jeff Bezos. I'm a piece of crap in real life. That's why I feel like I'm not a good person, because I don't do nearly as much as I can do, bro. So me and Jeff Bezos is not no different. If I had $1 billion, I don't know what I would do with that $1 billion, because I don't have $1 billion, so I can't sit on a pedestal of moral superiority. What I'm saying is, me sitting outside of the box from Jeff Bezos and saying, you have $197 billion, somebody has nothing. Not only do you have the resources, you have the potential, you have the reach to go and rescue almost every single one of them. Almost, if he decided right now, let me go to Africa and fix everything. You can fix like most of everything that's happened there and still have mad money left, bro. So to be able to sit and just say, nah, I don't have to, so I won't. It's technically not a good thing. But I think you should. I think everybody has the right to do what they want with what they have. To be honest, yeah.
I don't care. I guess for me, it's like you. I love giving, bro. I love giving, bro. Like this time, I think I said to before, like I would tie, bro, and forgot I tied again. Feel me? Like just in case, like I'm not sure if I tied already, so I tied again. But I feel like I don't know. I guess it's like and that's another thing, bro. Like even the Bible says that, like God, like you get more because of like what you like give. Like God blesses you, like He's not gonna just bless somebody that's not. Like one of his people that's just like, feel me, going to use it abruptly, something like that. Like he's blessing people for a purpose. So I feel like seeing like somebody, like we mentioned a few pastors that have like a lot of cars and stuff. Well, I don't even know what they have, honestly, but rich pastors, right? So to say that, like a college, like that's what gets me tight. Cause like, it's weird because like it's like the two extremes. Like I feel like there's a balance to everything. There's a balance to everything. It's like the two extremes are like Christians should not be rich at all. Feel me? Like we should not be rich at all as Christians. But it's that extreme, like, oh, you have to be like dirt poor. Like you have to really suffer if you love God. Like you have to be dirt poor, right? But I feel like it's that balance, which is like a constant pouring and give it out, like a constant pouring and give it out. Like God is pouring into you, you're taking care of what you got to take care of, and you're giving out. Like it's like a constant feeling. It's not like, because like honestly, like if you want to talk about storing up, if they really stored up these pastors that we talk about, if Stephen Furtick really stored up everything that he made, bro, and everything that his church makes, and how much people,
that's not his money. The church money is not his money.
Exactly. So
his money is his money. I think he stored. I can't even say how much he's storing. I'm just saying like that. I don't want to point at his house and say, look at that house. I'm just saying like, bro, like, I don't know, bro. That's a lot.
What's wrong with God blessing somebody with a house?
God isn't blessing the person with the house. God blessed the person with money.
How do you know that, though?
So what? Somebody just gave him the house for free.
Wait.
Somebody gave him the news articles.
So you don't give credit. So you only give God credit for the money you get.
Okay, so if God gave me the money and I use the money on prostitutes, did God give me prostitutes?
That's a great point. So
the house that he bought.
Okay.
Maybe God told him to do it, and if God told him to do it, then God is technically blessing him. Maybe he got it for less. I don't know. I'm just saying, no blessing should be sitting blessing. So if God has given me $100 million, I don't think I should. Not everything is going to be used, but most of it should be. A lot of it should.
That's the point, bro. You don't know. That's the point I'm getting at. You don't know the a lot that's being used. So you're just looking at the $100 million. Feel me? And it's like, yo, he really spent. Like, yo, bro. Like, listen. If we look at Jeff Bezos spending $1 million, right? It's like, yo, bro, Jeff Bezos just spent $1 million. If you just focus on that, like, yo, Jeff Bezos just spent $1 million on this car. Is he crazy? But we don't see the billions that he gave away, right? If we just focus and dwell on that million, it makes him look like a crazy person. Like, yo, we're just poor people and he's spending $1 million on a house. Like you get what I'm saying? Like that million is nothing compared to what he already makes, if you know what I'm saying.
Jeff Bezos isn't a person of spiritual authority. Like,
no, it's the same thing with Furtick.
Bro, this is why I actually respect the Catholic people, bro. Because they don't care. Like the nuns, Mother Teresa, who wasn't donating to this lady's stuff? That none of those nuns, those popes, those higher people, most of them do not hold money at all. They understand that. There are poor people and money is useless sitting in your pocket. So they
What is holding money, bro?
Like just having mad money, like buying extravagant, humongous houses.
That's biased. I feel like that's really, really biased, bro. Because you're holding money right now. You're holding 50. Like you just told us you climbing up on your...
I'm trying to make money. Like
yeah, but you still... But that... money, like you're trying to increase. You said you're trying to increase it. Like, I don't know if you mind if I say the amount on the podcast. Like, not, all right, like you said, you're at 50 right now. You're trying to get it to 400, right? Like,
yeah.
Why you got to get to 400?
Because I'm trying to make more money.
Why don't you just give away the 50? Like,
it's still going up. Like, I'm waiting for it to close. When it closes, I pull out. When God gives me direction to give, I give. I'm not, bro. I'm saying like. Bro, exactly. Of course, I should give too, and I do give.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing stays in my bank account. Like, I be giving my mother money, or I give somebody money. I'm not better than anybody, and I don't give as much as I should give, right? And I agree that I'm not better than any of them. What I'm saying is, as a person of authority, Christian spiritual authority, it's weird, especially for people on the outside to see them stacking cheddar, bro. Like my, I'm trying to talk to my barber, like, about God and stuff, about pastors. And she's like, bro, you don't see the houses they have? Is Jesus holding houses? Like, David was rich. David was a king, but he wasn't like a spiritual leader. Like, the spiritual leaders, like.
Bro, what do you mean he wasn't? That's dumb, bro. That's really dumb. Samson. I said, why am I saying Samson? What's his name?
Solomon,
bro. Like, he was wisest man ever,
not
bro.
Not a spiritual leader,
bro. I feel like you're holding pastors to like a different,
yes, than the normal person. I mean, that probably is dumb, but I don't. It's just how I'm just.
So you feel like that's, all right? So you think you could be rich?
I think I could be rich. I don't really care to be rich. I mean, think, if it happens.
You think you have, I know you don't, you're not trying to, like, do you think, like, you have the ability to have, like, a $100 million house?
Oh, I feel like I have unlimited potential, so yeah.
Do you think there's anything wrong with that?
Having a $100 million house?
Yeah. You. You wanted a $100 million house. If you want a $100 million, do you think there's anything wrong with that?
For me, wanting it. I don't think if I was a pastor, I would. But I think, like, if I'm a commoner,
yeah. That's the thing, though. That's the thing. It's like, I get why we're trying to hold pastors to a different
standard,
but at the same time, it doesn't make sense. Because look, like, if we really, like, I don't know, this is probably, I'm going to throw a random statistic out there, but pastors are probably maybe 20-30% of the church.
Wait, say that again?
Pastors are probably only represent 20-30% of the church.
They represent
20? Yeah. Yeah.
As a leader?
Not everybody's a pastor. Like, not every Christian is a pastor, feel me? Like, I'm talking about the church, like, all Christians, everybody that's saved.
Okay, yeah, okay.
So it's like probably putting them on a higher standard compared to that other seven, because it's like, why can me and you have millions of dollars, but a pastor can't? It's like,
I think I agree with you. It just feels weird, bro.
I get it, but I agree what you're saying, bro. Why
does the Pope give away his money? Like, why does he not buy all the extravagant stuff? Because he doesn't care about that stuff.
That's what we see.
No, okay.
We don't know anything.
But he's assuming a role that he thinks is the best role for a spiritual leader, somebody who doesn't care about worldly. Would I even call them worldly? Isn't technically a bad thing, because that encompasses a lot of things. Worldly things in terms of like material things, right? He's assuming a role, assuming that he's not even doing it. He's assuming a role that he thinks is correct for a spiritual leader to not have these extravagant things. But there's a reason why people respect them the way that they respect. I mean, we still respect pastors, but like the money stuff, it throws a lot of people off. It does, bro, because it's cool, yeah. It's lit. It's like, wow, yeah, God can really bless people. You're holding on to money, though. Like, the Pope don't care about it at all. I not that I don't want pastors to have it's I don't know. It's just like the way I'm seeing it, bro. I don't know. Maybe I'm probably just bugging, bro. I can't lie.
I don't know. I just feel like that's a
like you're making a lot of sense.
That's really dumb. Because like I don't know, bro. Because it's like that's dumb. Because we see God bless people all the time. Wait, what do you mean spiritual leader, bro? A king, bro. A king is not a spiritual leader, bro.
This is not the spiritual.
A man leader. After God's own like heart.
Prophets and stuff. That's not a spiritual leader, bro. He's a king.
What? That's bro, his, those are
his role. His role is to lead the nation, not like he, like that's like saying Constantine was the spiritual leader. He was not. He was not the spiritual leader. Not. He was just.
You don't know that.
But he.
Like, you mean like the Roman?
He was the emperor. Yeah, he was not a spiritual leader. He was just a Christian that was an emperor. He's not like prophets and
but
preachers and
they're the David was a man that loved God and became a king and became blessed by God.
But he was not a spiritual leader even before he was a king.
Bro, do you know how like the title of a prophet, bro? First of all, the pastor is not even the biggest.
So are you a spiritual leader?
Me? Right now, I wouldn't consider myself a spiritual leader.
Okay, so then how is David?
No, actually, but it's like, what's a spiritual leader?
Like somebody who is the head of like the Christian, like the church. Jesus is like the head, but like the head, like the people, the one that people look to for spiritual guidance. David was not that person.
David was not that. David was a king. Well, actually, I feel like all of God. I feel like all of God's prophets, the people that we read about, like Moses. You can't say Moses was a spiritual leader.
Yes, he was.
Moses was a spiritual leader.
That's the person that people look to for spiritual guidance and from and words from God. David looked to people for words from God. He went to who? Who was that dude that he went to? For like who came to him and told him like what God
people went to prophets for words from God too.
But prophets go to who for words from God? They go to God. They're like
anybody, but I feel like I don't know, bro. I feel like you're like because when I say like because I feel like you're looking at it as I feel like the reason I'm disagreeing about the whole spiritual leader thing, because it's like saying that like people only look at pastors, like people should only look at pastors, feel me, like for the example of a church. But yes. It's like all of us, like me and you, like there's some people that are looking at us to see how we act, feel me, like judging Christianity based on us. Like people don't judge Christianity based on pastors, but you can't say that. People judge Christianity based on how Christians act themselves, bro.
So wait. People judge Christianity based off of how Christians
act itself. Not it don't gotta be a pastor. Any person
that doesn't mean that every Christian is a spiritual leader.
But you're saying it as if like I'm saying that standard that you're trying to hold like the pastor to is like the standard for all of us.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I feel like Christians. I somewhat agree that Christians like shouldn't be looking to be rich too. We shouldn't be looking for material things too.
But if it happens, it's like we're assuming
more
like
more so, but more so pastors for some reason, bro. That's just how I feel. Mm-hmm. Like there's no actual spiritual leaders, bro. I don't know if you know what I mean by spiritual leader. There is no actual spiritual leader in the Bible that ever was splurging had banked like that. People use Solomon and David. They were not spiritual leaders. If you look at any spiritual leader at any time,
people didn't go to Solomon for guidance.
They didn't go for him for spiritual guidance. No, they went for him for words of advice. Yo, bro, that's like saying the prime minister of Israel right
Joseph.
Now. That's like saying the prime minister of Joseph was not.
Stop it! Come on, bro. Come on. I got you.
Wait,
right.
No. God. Wait. Somebody went to him for, asked him. God revealed something to him once. God could reveal himself to anybody. God could reveal himself to me, and I could tell you what God told me. Doesn't make me a spiritual leader. Like Moses was the spiritual leader.
So spiritual leaders can't be wealthy, but other people can.
Not that they can't be. It's weird to see them wealthy. Because I've never, like, it's a weird thing for me to consider, like, something I'm seeing now. but it's not something that I was seeing before. Okay, like people, like maybe they just not showing it. Bishop Oyedepo, he's a Nigerian pastor, bro. I don't think he's splurge. I don't know. He probably got a nice. Okay, he definitely got a nice house.
It's sure. Like, yo, bro, what is splurging to you, bro? I feel like just because they have like a big house, like I don't mean
like a show of wealth, bro. Like I don't know, bro. I'm probably just bugging, bro.
I feel like it's like bias and a lot of assumption. Because like, bro, Joseph, bro,
it is bias.
Joseph had Egypt in his hand, bro. Like
he was not no spiritual leader, bro. Like,
bro, what?
He's not a spiritual leader. He gave God revealed something to him once. It's not like people was coming to him for spiritual guidance. He was not. No, spiritual leaders, people come to you for spiritual guidance.
That's different, bro.
Like God. I have a my family has a chap, like a church kind of thing. Like outside of like ALCC, I have a church thing. There's the spiritual leader. There's somebody who could hear something from God and tell something. They're not the spiritual leader. This person is the spiritual leader. She doesn't wear none of that stuff. It's not showing out because none of that stuff matters,
bro. I don't know, bro. I feel like it's a lot of bias, bro.
It is bias. It probably is bias.
Because, bro, God puts people in position. Like, joke, like, bro, like the point I'm making is that, like, it's like you can't say it's weird because, I like, let's be honest, like, what eyes, like, let's say, like, who's like, I feel like the richer people are probably the more popular, I guess. The richer pastors and stuff like that, right? Mm. That's not always the case, but like we could assume that, right? So that's like what a lot of Christian people would look to or looking to in a way, right? So we put that into the context of Joseph. Like, why did Joseph get where he's at for like following that. God? Why did Solomon, like, it wasn't no secret that Solomon was the wisest person in the world. Like people,
is he the wisest person in the world?
Yeah,
that's true.
That's what the Bible said. So that's the blessing that God gave him, and because he didn't ask for money and stuff, God gave him all those riches and made him a king and all that. He had people coming from all over nations every year just to fill him up, bro. He had mad wives and all that.
So Solomon was the wisest man who ever lived, and also one of the most foolish. That's interesting. But God gifted him with unsurpassed wisdom. Yeah, okay, you got it. I knew that, but I just wanted to make sure because it's like, did I read that or is people just telling me that? Like, did somebody tell me that when I was younger? That's why I just want to make sure. But bro, like, of course, I feel like God could definitely bless them. But I think when people are looking at spiritual leaders and they're seeing them wearing Louboutins or whatever crazy expensive Louis Vuitton, everything, all of that, they like, what? Like, what is going on? Money, it seems like you care about money. If you have a big house, if you have a car, okay, fine. But like, let me stop talking about it.
Nah, I feel, I see what you're saying. But like I said, I feel like it's a lot of assumption because how I look at it, I guess it's like a capitalistic mindset or something, but it's like how I look at it, bro. It's like me wearing like $1 shoes, bro. Like you wearing $1 shoe, like that's nothing to me, right? Mm-hmm. But it's like it's nothing compared to what I have. Feel me? So it's like, let's say there's a pastor that's a billionaire, right? That has like a $20 million house, bro. Mm-hmm. That $20 million is not even the 10% that you tied to God, bro. That's nothing, bro. Like, you feel me, bro? And the Bible basically tells you how God blesses you, bro.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just like the apostles of Christ, like, none of them.
It's weird. And I feel like it comes from a mindset that, like, with something like, I feel like there's something that goes on too. It's like assuming that, like, I know you're not doing this, but it's like we assume that every rich person is like evil. Like we just automatically assume money with evil and like, oh, like because somebody's successful or rich, oh, they sold, they're working with the devil. It's like, bro, that's not always the case. Like,
yeah, I don't think so.
It's like, yo, bro, like God blesses people. Like, hold on, I think I don't want to say this unless I'm Hold on.
God does bless people, that's for sure.
I brought up this point before, but
I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not saying it's definitely not wrong. I just feel like
it looks weird. I feel what you're saying.
It looks weird. But, that's my point. Like, it looks sus.
But feel me, it looks sus. It looks weird compared to like because they think, but it's weird based off of like our assumptions of what somebody should be doing. Like, it's the same thing with the Pharisees. Like, oh, like how can you really be God if you're letting people wash their hands? It's like, are you really worried about that? Like, yeah. Feel me? You let it not wash your hands. Not wash your hands. That's what I'm talking about.
Christian, non-Christian is going to be looking like, what's going on here?
But that's the thing. It gets me upset. It's like, yo, bro, why do we look at, like, Christians? Like, why is it a big deal when Christians have money and they're blessed? But, like, low-key, on the inside, like not all of us, because not you, because you said you don't care about money. But I feel like it's like adding like socialism. Like, feel me? It's like looking at it like, oh, like you're God's people, like you're not supposed to be wealthy, like feel me? Like, but God's supposed to, like, all the wealth is supposed to be to the evil people, like the people that's not part of the kingdom, not doing nothing for the kingdom. Because then what are they going to do?
I mean, the like, people with the most wealth are not in the kingdom.
We don't, honestly, but we really don't know.
No wealth.
Is Jeff Bezos safe? I don't know, but I don't really care. But it's like, God, like, bless, like, God will trust you.
This,
huh?
this earth is the devil's. So, like, wanting, like, I was talking to my, I mean, of course, like, part of me wants to enjoy life, of course. I was talking to my cousin in Nigeria. He's like, I want to do all this. I want to do all that. But like something came in my mind. I'm like, bro, like, but why though? Because sometimes I just think like none of this stuff matters, bro. So I don't know, bro. None of this stuff matters. And when you have when you see a pastor who is clearly not, he does not care about none of that stuff. That's why when I looked at Ravi Zacharias, he just looks so humble and so. He doesn't care about nothing but the work of God. The same thing with Francis Chan. Like, he don't care about nothing but the work of God, bro. He's going to China right now to risk his life. He's throwing everything out there, bro. Like, he's just throwing himself out there. It's like, I don't know.
Ravi?
Yeah, that's why I respected him until after. I mean, I still respect
him. Like, but it's weird, but like that just shows you, like, yo, bro, like. Like, it's like we're assuming because one person doesn't have, like, I could not have money, bro, and be the worst person in the world, bro. At the same time, I could not be materialistic. Like, I feel like seeing that people have things, we automatically assume that they worship those things. Like, that is not the case. Mm-hmm. Like, that is not the case at all. Like, just how you say you don't care about money, bro, how do you know that they don't care about their $100 million house? Because they have a $100 million house?
Probably don't. Yeah, you probably will.
Is that exactly, bro? It's like, I see, like, it's like
dripped out Louis down to the socks, bro.
Right.
Like, what? I don't know, bro. The congregation is starving, and you dripped out. Sheesh. I don't know, bro.
I only see that as a problem, as if nothing is ever being done. That's my only thing. Like, if nothing is ever being done, like yo, bro, like if you like. If you every single day, bro, like you're not doing nothing for the, you're not giving away no money, you're not doing nothing, bro. You're just eating it, and I feel like that's what happens. It's like I've been talking about this. Like, there's a lot of good things that people have made it a bad image and tainted the image of it. So now, as the church, we automatically associate that with bad things. Like, honestly, we're all still making these judgments based off in the passing pastors. Talking about God wants me to bless. God said, "Buy me this jet," like stuff like that. Feel me? Like, it's because the whole prosperity gospel thing. Feel me? It's like a lot of people is still covering that, recovering from that or whatever, I guess, and like automatically associating any form of money to that. Feel me?
Yeah.
Because like it's weird, bro. Because like I can make that claim to be like. Then Christians should not have any dollar at all if that's the case. Like, we should not have anything. And let me, I gotta look for the verse, but say what you gotta say.
No, I don't know. I feel you're completely right, and I agree with you. I just think that it looks weird. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I feel you, I feel you.
My pants just dripped out in Louis Vuitton, Ferragamo, every like some craziness every Sunday. What's going on? Like, you really like fashion. Sheesh. I guess that's what I can really say.
Oh, there we go. This is what I brought up before. I want to make sure I had the verse. I made the claim that it's probably gonna sound crazy to some people, but I made the claim that like, yo, Jesus and disciples, they had money too. Like they were getting blessed. Like they still needed money to survive and stuff like that. Feel me?
Silver and gold, I have not, but what I have is spirit God, stuff like that.
Was after Jesus. That
Okay,
was.
so what, before Jesus, they have money?
But listen, like it's in the Bible, bro. That story with the bread. The three and the 5,000. Philip, wait, hold on. Wait,
Well,
hold
they
on, let
had
me
like
see.
five loaves of bread and
I think they
two
had
fish.
like,
They had
oh,
nothing.
for he already had his. Where shall we buy bread? It would take 1.5 years to buy that.
This thing, you make my heart.
Disregard that. I read that verse out of context. Oh dear. Oh dear.
Nah,
But
but I agree with you, what you're saying. I think what you're saying makes sense. I just think it looks sus.
I agree
Big
with that. But
suspect, bro.
that's what I'm addressing is like the fact. I feel like it looks sus based off of like I feel like that's the thing, because we can't like none of us can clearly come out and say like they're not being useful with their money or using money in the right way, the God tell them what, because that's ignorant, because we don't know anything. Feel me? Like you're not doing that. None of us are doing that here.
I don't know.
It's like, but I'm addressing the fact that like, because the only thing we could do is make claims based off like our assumptions and based on how it looks. And my thing is that like, I feel like it only looks sus based off of the history, like for the prosperity gospel and like, feel me? Because it's like a lot of us are like it's like we brought up earlier. A lot of us are like abundantly blessed compared to others, bro.
That's a fact. That's a fact, thank you.
So it's weird, bro. I see what you're saying, though. I see what you're saying, but I just don't like not even only passive anybody like telling anybody that they shouldn't have a certain amount of money. It's weird to me, bro. Like it's like not only is it pocket watching, but it's kind of like I feel like it's kind of like a insecurity thing in a way.
Don't think
Not with
anybody
you,
should. Yeah,
because
I don't think
you just
anybody
you
should
don't care
say
about
like
it.
that. I don't think nobody should say nothing like that. That's.
Yeah, because it's like, yo, bro. Because it's like we looking at them right now, but bro, like we don't know where they came from. Like, feel me? Like that's what gets me tight. It's like, yo, like Bezos was really like in his garage, bro, working, grinding on his doily, bro. But now his work paid off. Everybody looking at him. Another thing that gets me tight is like, yo, bro, like I feel like the government got us so like conditioned against each other in a way, bro. It's so dumb, bro. Like the government has more money than Bezos. Like the government can end world hunger. The government can take care of their people than one. We seen it happen in the pandemic. Like imagine like there was no pandemic going on, right?
Yeah.
We just gave a stimulus check to millions of people. Like
We
let's
have
talk
to.
about New York
I'm
City
pretty
alone,
sure.
right?
I'm pretty sure we have to go in debt to do that.
But we already in debt from
Yeah, but
like
we
old debt.
went way more in debt now.
Yeah, bro, that's a whole different topic. I don't even understand, bro. The world is in debt, right?
Yeah, bro. It don't even make no sense.
The world is in debt, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, it's thundering.
Yeah,
It's
bro.
crazy. Yo, we didn't missing the call, but yo, nah, this was a great talk. I thought
Yeah,
this could have went further. We had like two got the two episodes right now. This
yeah.
is a great talk. Great, great talk. What's up, y'all? Thanks for listening. Make sure y'all share your testimony anonymously at quarantinewithjesus.com and follow us on Instagram at quarantinewithjesus. See y'all next week.